Kansas Cityans have been subsidizing public health, ambulance, and healthcare services in the region for more than half a century. But those funds have been under greater stress in recent years. John Bluford, CEO of Truman Medical Centers, the once city-owned hospital, says for one, the economy tanked in 2008, leaving more people without health insurance and resources to get care.
And the second is a significant change in eligibility requirements for Medicaid here, which has, in effect, eliminated a lot of people off of the Medicaid rolls.
Bluford says these two things have brought in a lot more people who are unable to pay for their care to the hospital and neighborhood clinics. At the same time, the whole region is in a pinch for resources. During his State of the City speech last month, Kansas City Mayor Sly James pointed to the city's $600 million in deferred maintenance. The fire department is taking cuts. And with so many taxes dedicated to specific projects, like public safety, James said all must be reviewed right now to ensure money is going where it's needed most.
I've lived in Kansas City a long time, and I can tell you that we seldom prepare for the loss of tax revenues. Instead, we work feverishly at the end of the time when they're about to expire to make sure that they're renewed. I'm a Marine, and we used to call that gunpoint diplomacy. That philosophy has created a jumble mess of revenue streams for which we are constantly going back to our voters seeking renewal.
That includes a specific tax for health services. The health levy, as it's called, has two main funding streams. One is a permanent property tax that brings in around $30 million a year. The other is a temporary property tax increase that voters approved in 2005. That portion brings in another $15 million or so dollars annually, but it expires in 2 years.
You know, the question, a temporary levy, should it be renewed?
Local businesswoman Susan Stanton is head of the Citizens Commission on Municipal Revenue. Mayor James recently revived the commission after it was inactive for decades and charged the group with studying Kansas City's revenue needs. The group recently pressed area health leaders on the health levy. Truman CEO John Bluford told them the funds are critical to the hospital. Truman gets about half of what the entire health levy brings in, about $25 million. But he says last year, the hospital provided around $60 million in care to more than 20,000 Kansas City residents who were unable to pay. Municipal Revenue Commission member Tim Crystal says the group isn't debating whether the care these health providers deliver is important, but rather whether the city should be financing so much of it.
If they promised the voters in 2005 that it would be temporary, what things made it temporary, and what things did they say they needed to study and or consider during that period, and how well have they studied them?
The federal health law is also starting to complicate this discussion, with commission members pointing out that if the Supreme Court upholds the law, thousands of more people will gain coverage. But proponents of renewing the health levy in some form, like Health Department Director Dr. Rex Archer, say an expansion in coverage under the health law will take years and won't be in place by the time the health levy sunsets. Dr. Archer says in the meantime, people, the local economy, wind up losing if the city scales back health funding. Private insurance rates go up as the cost of providing that care shifts. Dr. Archer says looking to the state isn't an option either. Its funding for health has been declining for decades.
20 years ago, Missouri was in the middle of the pack of states in regards to the health status of the population of the state. We're now down to 40th and continuing to slide. Unless Kansas City wants to have the health status of the rest of the state, we have to continue to invest.
Dr. Archer says in some ways, Kansas City's arrangement with Truman and other health centers is unique. Neither Wyandotte County nor St. Louis has an equivalent tax. A spokesperson with the Missouri Hospital Association says hospitals in Missouri that have traditionally been public have been changing their models, and many are relying more and more on patient revenue as opposed to public funds. But Bruce Siegel, president of the National Association of Public Hospitals and Health Systems, says many cities are active in supporting local health services.
It is very common to have the local county or local city funding the safety net provider in a community. We really see it from coast to coast.
But Siegel says with more and more cities facing growing financial pressure and with possible changes coming under the federal health law, places across the country are engaging in debates and conversations similar to what's happening in Kansas City. The Citizens Commission on Municipal Revenue plans to issue recommendations on the health levy and other city revenue streams next month. From there, the city council and residents will have about a year and a half to figure out whether or not to put that tax up for renewal. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.